Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio and Cowboy Wisdom. And tonight I want to talk about a new expansion I've just really opened up to. And I'm going to talk to more about that, but I'm also a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, past regression specialist, published author, and I write a daily keynote, which is Apple's PowerPoint. But it's really about showing you are that you are the teacher of your life, as you're a student of your teachings. And as I open up to this more and more, I'm starting to understand I fell prey to trying to fit in to what they taught me. What I fell prey to was my own overthinking. And that is something I'm really starting to expand of. But I am the teacher. I am my teacher as I am the student of my teachings. And so everything in my life, that the victim and all the stuff I've done, good, bad, or indifferent, I taught myself. Everybody else was a metaphor or a tutor in my life. And when I open up to this, and I can take the accountability and responsibility for everything in my life, because I taught myself. And thinking of trying to heal people or forgive people really keeps me in yesterday. And how is history the misery of yesterday? And how does wisdom expand beyond the limitations and the memories and thoughts we have? So how do we stay stuck? How did I stay stuck in everything because I was trying to think my way through it? But I was trying to look for teachers instead of for tutors. And that is something I've done. As I stopped looking for teachers, I now look for tutors. And how you look at that. And so when you stop looking for teachers and you look for tutors, how does that take the angst off of trying to go beyond the deal? And also limitations, my memories, thinking, and thoughts, and limitations is where my wisdom begins. It's a bold, energized, gut, intuitive, or gut innovative nuance, because it's an elegance within me to admit I am the teacher of everything in my life. Whether I think I want to learn it, I taught myself all this. That is where I really become locked and blocked in all of it. So when I decide and understand I'm the teacher, how does that take away being compared to other people and being compared to everything? How does that allow you to really open up and understand that life is a new deal and a new wave of everything? But we get so caught up that life holds us back because we're trying to fit in to the teacher rather than listening to the tutor. And that is what, and that is what it becomes. And then we always try to, because the teachers of life have their way, and they want to put everything on it. But in real life, it isn't that. It's the deal of us, the wheeler and dealer inside. It's our wisdom, innovation, talent, the whole inner core of our ardor, our acumen, revelations, dreamers on the omnipotence, realize that life is about experiencing the grandeur rather than get caught up in the paucity of life. And that's what we do because we become afraid of everything. And that's what happens. But we get stuck in everything about life because we don't understand that life is about the liberation of internal fantasy expanding through life. How are we afraid to fantasize the wise within ourselves? And that's what we really become locked and blocked in, is we're afraid of the fantasy wise within ourselves, and we're afraid of anything beyond our knowing, and we're really stuck in what we learned in a school. How is history the pollutant of life today? History pollutes our minds because it keeps us stuck in the past. And how many people are trying to heal and forgive their past, and the same exact events are going on today? And that's something I'm really opening up to and really expanding of right now. Because as the teacher of my life, I'm open to express it to myself any way I want. And that, any way I desire, that will expand me. And that is where life really becomes uninhibited. Well, uninhibited habits go away. It uninhibits the habits. And how are we still saying we're all this and all that, but we're still stuck in the habits of life? I realize I am. And that is where life really becomes bogged down. Because I'm stuck in the habits, and then when the habits happen, I get frustrated with myself. And how is the frustration with ourselves where everything is and everything lets us stay down? So where in your life are you stuck in everything? And that is where I'm at in my life. I'm really stuck in the habits of life and thinking there's teachers out there instead of tutors. So what would a tutor, and what would using life as a metaphor, and you see other people go through life, how can you use them as a metaphor without getting caught up in what they have going on? And that is a big, big eye-opening situation there. A metaphor opens the door for me to soar because I can use that. And you know, that's something we all have to do in our lives. And we really become, not become, we start feeling a new way of adoring life. And that is something that is it. How are we afraid to adore our life? And, you know, a metaphor is a resemblance of something in our life. So how could you use metaphors for your dreams to soar? And how do you use a metaphor for the discomfort of life also? What is the metaphor of your dreams? What is the symbol? What is the sensation, the sensation of your dream. And what does that open up in your life for you to expand? And how has history talked to us, and how does history still control the world today? Because if you look at the world, teach kids what their parents know. My parents did. And whatever the parents lived through and the grandparents lived through is what we lived through. You know, the limitations of life are embedded in us as a child. And whatever we are at 8 years old, it goes on to 20, and then that is where we're at in life. But here's the thing. The more you open that door, the more you can soar. And life will allow us to play in a bold new way. When we stop, when I stop living inside history, because I lived the history of my parents. And how do we live the history of our parents and grandparents and the traditions that we don't like and everything else about life? That is something I've awoken to. We do live like our parents, even though that's what it is. And that's where people get stuck and lay down in life, because to live the dream, we got to live above our parents. And how do you feel you're betraying your parents if you live your dreams? Because they always said dreams are for fools. Well, there's dreams are for fools, and fools are for their dreams. And when you unleash the fool, you're freeing omni-ific, omnipotent, loving life. You know, we've been taught to be stuck inside the teachings of life rather than uplifted to the utopians of life. And that is something else. How does that feel, the utopians of life? How does the utopia of your dreams scare you? But how do you go back to trusting whatever was as the way it is? This is really something good when you become the tutor. You hear the tutors to toot your horn of heralding omni-ific revelations naturally expanding through life. How does that really make you feel? How does that get into the heart? The hearing heart, and I want to emphasize this again, the first four letters of heart is here. H-E-A-R. It's really here today. H-E-R-T. Here today. To play on your fields of far-sighted felicity. That's elegance. That's a nice. How does far-sighted felicity feel? The electricity of felicity is what we're going to live today. Anyway, I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. My website is mycowboywisdom.com. My books are on amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. My email is robert@mycowboywisdom. And it's really about expanding of the core grandeur within ourselves. We do have the guts to strut when we unhook the books and unhook the teachings and become the teacher to hear the tutors. And that is where life really will expand and open up your eyes to your dream, open up your dreamer's eyes to see the surprise of your own savvy. Anyway, I am Robert A. Wilson, and good night, and see you Thursday night.